What's up, guys? I'm Maddie D'Addario.
And I'm Kennedy Williams.
With another episode of Girl Talk. So today we are going to talk about the uncomfortableness of talking with your parents about certain things.
Yeah. So there are like 2,000 of us on campus, so I'm sure we all have completely different relationships with our parents, but I feel like we're similar in that there's some things we just don't talk to them about, and that's natural. We're not going to tell them everything. But at the same time, there are some things in my head, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other people's heads, that you want to tell your parents, but you feel like they're not going to give the attention that you need from them and things like that.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm a lot, as I got older, I've become a lot more close with my parents and felt more comfortable. I tell them most things now, definitely. If I'm stressed, my mom's definitely my go-to person just because she's a mother. She has a more motherly instinct than like my dad. My dad's more of a, well, you got to get it done kind of person.
Yeah, but my mom like that too.
Definitely it has more of, and I don't know what
like
word.
Empathy, yeah.
Empathy, yes. Yeah. She has more empathy for me. But definitely when I was like a freshman and sophomore, I would be scared to talk to them about anything. Like, I remember, you know, like freshman year's around the year you start to like boys and like want to hang out with boys. And I would be terrified to like even ask my parents to hang out with a boy and like let alone tell them about like if I'm feeling stressed or like if I feel like I have anxiety or anything like that.
Like that's like the big thing with me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm a perfectionist. So when I was younger, I wanted to be that person who made everyone think that I was just under control with everything all the time. Yeah. And it was the same with my parents. I didn't tell them if I was ever stressed about something or if something was bothering me. And lately, I feel like I've been more honest with myself when something's too much or when something's just stressing me out to the point where I have to backtrack. And now I feel like my parents don't, it's not that they don't listen to it and they're not sympathetic to it, but they're not used to it because I've always been that person who just kind of does everything for herself and just kind of learns everything for myself.
Yeah. Being the youngest in my family, because I have an older brother, so my older brother is like super duper like type A, stressed about everything, and is very open about like when he's stressed out, and like he's the type that will stay up very, very late and do his homework because he waits till like 10 to start it or something. And then I've always been the one who, oh, Maddie always does her stuff and she's the easygoing child and just gets it done. And so I always felt the pressure of like, oh, I have to be that child who like doesn't have any problems and doesn't get stressed about anything. Like, I can't tell them if I'm stressed out or like worried about something because I'm always like, I'm supposed to be the easygoing child. And like, you shouldn't feel that way. You should understand. And I think that living, like, since my brother's in college now, being, like, an only child, this has helped. Like, understand your parents will understand you more than you expect them to.
Yeah, that's true.
Just always been scared to, like, say things to my parents because I just think they won't understand or they'll judge me or be mad at me. But you have to remember, like, they're not going to. They're your parents. They're going to love you no matter what. Like, if you're going through something, you should talk to them and tell them because they are the number one people who can help you. Like, more than anyone else, your parents can help you.
Yeah. People talk about how relationships, you know, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, they are probably not going to last forever.
Yeah.
And your friends are the same way, too. Like, a lot of the friends that you have now, you might not have in the future in college and after that. But your parents will always be your parents. And they're always on your side. So it's definitely something that will be a big help to you throughout your life.
Yeah, you just, at the end of the day, have to keep in mind your relationship with your parents are more important than your relationship with anyone else. Because, like Kennedy said, at the end of the day, they will always be there for you forever. So, just as you grow up and go throughout high school, if you don't have a good relationship with your parents, and I know not everyone is capable of having a good relationship just unfortunate circumstances, but if you have the capability of having a good relationship with your parents, but you're not putting forth the effort to do so, I beg you to put forth the effort because I've never had a bad relationship with my parents, but my dad and I have always had like an incredibly good relationship just because, I don't know, we just have. But my mom and I, you know, just when I was like in middle school or like freshman year, we would fight all the time. And now like I have the most amazing relationship with my mom. And I just think that that's something that is important for kids to focus on because they will be there for you at the end of the day. So, yeah, yeah. I just definitely think you have to realize how important your parents are to you.
Yeah.
All right, so that is another episode of Girl Talk. We will see you guys next week.